world famous Phil Hendry Show. Hello, everyone. This is Margaret Gray, and we're very, very grateful to be with you. Bud Dickman is with us. Bud, you'll be unveiling what?
Yeah, I'm gonna do Cops Highlights.
Isn't that the Cops Highlights? Is that,
No, I'm gonna do a highlight of the table.
I'm sorry, would you say that again?
He's just going to do a highlight of, you know, moments where cops tase guys on the TV show.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we got...
Well, I don't know if I approve of that, Phil, for God's sake. Margaret, just... Anyway, we will have David G. Hall on the program as well with Bud Dickman. We also have Bobby Dooley, who, amusingly, I guess, is going to be reporting on the death of Laura Croft, if you're ready for that.
Well, Bobby claims that one of the Cuntington sisters...
The who?
And what are the Cuntingtons? You don't know about these, sir?
I know of some imbecilic women that she calls the Cuntington sisters. Could we turn this garbage off? Is that Slayer?
Yeah.
They are very special, aren't they?
Well, Margaret, nobody is fooled.
Excuse me. They are very special, aren't they?
Yes, ma'am. They're very... Yeah, Slayer is very special.
I love the way Slayer works the... Oh, this stuff it gives me diarrhea, you know. It makes me glad to have diarrhea, in fact, because I have to leave the room and go wipe. Now, it's great.
But you come on.
Phil, you know what they say? There's an old saying in radio and in podcasting in general, you may know this. Don't point up the mistakes. People will then hear them and acknowledge them. I'm Margaret Gray.
Well, I don't know. You know, I've never heard that. And when you say don't point up the mistakes, there's a little bit of a limp wrist. Now, I understand you're a lady. And when a woman limp wrists, it's fine. But a man can't stand to go, don't point up the mistakes, because the hands waving around as if they're a praying mantis with a limp. I don't give a shit.
All right, then we'll just move on, won't we? Welcome to our program, The Phil Hendry Show. Uh-oh, Bud, I have to...
Go get that.
I'll do it. I'm closer to it.
Why are you always reaching back there, Phil?
I'm getting news, okay? I'm getting the news.
Well, I thought Dickman's supposed to do that.
Yeah, Bud, you're supposed to do that. I'm writing up the final notes on a cop highlight.
Oh, boy.
Now, is this your idea?
No, this is David G. Hall's bright idea.
God, nothing like give a guy some confidence.
Look, Dickman, we're not trying to bum you out before we even get rolling of this thing. I understand you're working your little tail off about the cop highlights, whatever. We're just saying that this guy Hall, this guy's way out of control. I think he's a loose cannon. I think the wheels are coming off of that guy's mind.
Why, on account of he had me do the cop highlight?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, okay. I think everybody likes the show Cops to an extent, but with all of the news these days about cops and the videoing of cops and...
Well, Phil, more and more and more and more and more is coming out about the behavior of the police. And a lot of these hidden videos and, you know...
Well, like what?
I don't know. It's just...
Yeah, a lot of stuff about the cops. Yeah, well, you're gonna say so on account of you're black.
What's that got to do with it, man?
Well, I mean,
Watson, man.
Hey. I'm getting tired of everybody with the, you know, free with the hands around here.
Yeah, if anybody's gonna belt anybody, let it be me.
I bless the day I found you.
All right. God damn.
Well, that's the song.
Yeah, okay. So, welcome to the show here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. What we have for you today... By the way, I want to mention I had a great time today at Podcast One.
So who are the guys you had?
We had Wayne Fetterman today. I'll tell you something. Wayne's, in my opinion, one of the all-time greats, man. And I tried to tell him that, and I think it probably came out all jacked up, you know?
What are you talking about?
Well, I said, hey, Wayne, you know what? You should be more famous than you are, and he took that to mean, oh, so I'm not famous enough. I mean, he was, you know, yanking me, but I did. I felt kind of bad about that.
Well, Wayne Fetterman has done so many things. I mean, he's an actor. He's a stand-up comic. The man has been on stage. The man has... he's been a writer. I don't know where you go or what you do to top that. You're saying that, you know, he should be more... Absolutely, he should be more famous. But the fact that he is not, I think...
What's wrong with this computer, bud?
Yeah, I was looking at you fooling around with that.
I don't know. I think it's probably all jammed up and everything.
And John Reap, who is also a phenomenal comic and has worked... His John's big coming out was at the first Carolina Panther game where he was asked to come out of the stands and do the worm and do a bunch of dancing in the end zone, only to find out he's getting arrested.
Yeah, I saw that online. The guy's doing the worm and everything.
Now, what is the worm?
That's the worm is when the guy's doing the worm. You know, he's like, yeah, you know?
What do you mean, yeah?
You know the worm where they're on their belly?
No, I don't know.
You've never seen the worm.
Other than who I'm married to? I'm kidding, Frank. Oh, give me it.
That's very cruel.
It's not kind of cruel, yeah.
Oh, bullsh.
Yeah, so anyway, the worm, yeah, so what about it?
Yeah, he came out, he did the worm and everything.
Yeah, well, and then he got arrested by the police, and it was only later they found out that he'd been invited onto the field by Sir Purr, who is the Panther...
What?
Sir Purr is the Carolina Panther mascot.
Man, you've got to be kidding me. Look, don't you know about mascots? All the teams have them. A guy gets into the suit and clowns around. I wouldn't do it. You'd have to put a shotgun to my ball sack. Excuse me, Margaret.
Well, I'm sure you really mean that.
Well, I'm just telling you that the strength of how I feel to get me into a monkey costume and prance around the field like I'm some kind of a... Like I'm taking a banana.
General, I don't think you have to be that graphic.
Well, I'm being that graphic.
All right, General. You know, there are some people who start out in life as entertainers, and that's the cornball gig they have, you know? They get into a goofy costume.
No, I understand that. But I think there's a way of having dignity. You know, when I was a young man, they said to me, would you stand outside this insurance company and put on a parrot costume and go, yeah, come on into the... It was auto insurance.
Uh-huh.
So I said, sure.
Wait a second. You said you put on a parrot costume?
I put a parrot costume on with dignity for... Oh, give me a break.
Wait, well, no, we want to hear the story.
Now, go ahead, General. Tell us all about how you put on a mascot costume.
You know what? I'm not even going to go there.
No, no, no. You have to because you were just putting down other guys to do it, you know?
No, General, I think it's only fair. Oh, it's only fair. Let me tell you what. I put on a parrot costume. I had the big parrot head. And I went, come on in and get the auto insurance here. Forget it. You guys, you know.
Yeah, you're making fun of a guy wearing a kitty cat costume.
Well, I was in a parrot costume with the whole parrot head. Fuck it.
Oh, so that's how you're going to get out of it, by carving this whole bit of new ass by using the four-letter word.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
All right, well, General, we now know that you put on a parrot costume.
And you're going to break my balls on the goddamn, why did I even bring it up?
Now, General, you put on a parrot costume, man, for insurance company.
So having done that, how can you put down some guy?
I didn't go out in the middle of a football field in front of 90,000 screaming imbeciles going, woo, dancing around like a freeze, like some cat that suddenly, you know, realized his true orientation at the age of whatever a cat, what's a teenage cat, 5? So he's like, geez, I think I'm queer for that. Fuck it.
Where are you going?
I'm going in here. I'm going to make myself some coffee. Do you mind?
Would you pour me a nice coffee?
No, I will not.
Hey, General, I mean, you know, Margaret's always getting you stuff.
No, she isn't.
No, I never do. Here, I'll come.
All right, so we're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. I'm sorry, that was a long, extended load of shit.
Pissed off about it.
Well, you know, I mean, generally talking about people in mascot suits, and there you are in a parrot costume.
I wore that parrot costume as I wore the uniform of the United States Army with dignity, decency, and a feeling of love for my fellow man. You know what? You know, the hatred in my heart, God.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, our Saturday BSP Only show is right around the corner. You know, the BSP Only show is a show that only our backstage pass members get. Generally, it's me laying about the house, commenting on something on television. We've been doing a few of them now by way of the iPhone. We are using the video and the audio, and we are mobile. So our BSP show for Saturday, that will be tomorrow, will be no different. And I suggest that if you don't have a backstage pass, it's just one of the many perks you get as a backstage pass holder, including access to close to 20,000, if not now 20,000, if not now over 20,000, if not now 25,000 hours of archived audio and archived video and miscellany. And we even have a little gaming section there, bud.
That's right. Go and play Hendroids, you know?
Yeah, Hendroids, man. It's like asteroids, except you're blowing up a head of Phil Hendry.
Right, you blow my head up as it flies through space.
Now that's worth the price of admission right there.
So go ahead and get a backstage pass now at the world-famous Phil Hendry website. We have two levels, all access or audio only. That's two levels or all access. And you can get that at philhendryshow.com or philhendryshow.com. God
about you. Oh, that was great, Phil.
I'm kidding. philhendryshow.com. Thank you. Get all that he gave
you. Yes, for one. All right, let's go over to Bob Bakian. And Bob the Bakian has the traffic. Bob, how's it going?
General Shire, there's a lot going on here on town, pound, and I got pounded it. Hey, let me tell you something. If you got a free band and there's a free base that you've been wanting to get that crack pipe, because it'll flatten that thing back out right down there. Oh, we got a couple of young ladies out here on the High Five Freeway, and they've broken down, and we got THP out there, the THP, and THC is in the car. Police officers took the stun gun and stunned one of them right there. I think they're stunned. Up here on the highway, if you're out on a highway or on a byway, or if you're out on the forlorn, you're forlorn, or if you're forlorn, out here to 15 Freeway, get yourself a tag two. The tag two today until 5 o'clock on Channel 13 News. That's Channel 13 News. Bob Aiken out of the traffic. And this is Harvey Wireman from San Marino, California, with the news on the news break of Harvey Wireman here in California. This is a very interesting story, and it goes all the way back to 1976. And I can tell you that at that time I was very much involved in the review of this case. Listen to this, Phil, and everybody there?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
All right, this is important. The governor of California on Thursday, allow Parala for honor of the Manakabakataba. Now, the importance of this can't be overstated.
What do you mean the importance? We didn't understand that.
Are you guys fucking around or something?
Harvey, first of all, I don't like the F word.
Sorry.
And third of all, I mean, first of all.
Yeah, that would be second of all.
Second of all, no, we didn't understand that. You said the governor of California?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the governor of California on Thursday, Allah.
Allowed.
Allowed parala.
Parole.
Oh, okay. For honor of a Taba Mama.
Allowed parole for one of three men convicted. Where did you get a La La Mama?
Don't worry about it, Phil. I'm the one that's having to read this with Coke bottle lens glasses. And I mean literally, because my glasses aren't ready yet at Lens Crafters. So I carved out the bottom of two Coke bottles, shoved them into a frame, and stuck them in my eyes. All right.
Can you see any better?
Denise, stay out of this. My daughter's butting in morning, noon, and night. And yes, we are at my house. That's my car. That's my... Oh, shit. I'm at my daughter's house again.
How is this possible, man? How is it possible that...
Well, it is. It's possible, okay? I gotta get out of here now.
No. No more mouth siren cop, if you don't mind, okay? Because we got places to go, and we got people to see, and we got a whole lot of stuff that we gotta do. Do you understand?
I don't give a shit. I gotta get my ass out of here. Let's go. Come on.
You want me driving?
Yeah. I gotta get out of here. Just don't speed this time, okay? That's the problem. Turn left. Go left here. Now make a sharp right here. My daughter's driving, Phil.
Why do you gotta get out of the house so fast?
I don't wanna be... I got cats. I got all kinds of stuff going on over at the house over there. These cats, man, if they miss that pan and they don't crap in that box, it sits on the street for days and it stinks.
Well, it sits on the street. It doesn't sit in the house.
Well, that's what I call my entryway to my house, the street. Go right here. Go right here!
All right, Dad.
All right. Oh, shit, a cop. Yeah, what do you want?
I'll talk to you. You're driving.
Yes, officer.
Made a wrong turn.
I didn't know that.
You know, this is the second ticket you've given us.
What?
I said this is the second ticket you've given... This is the second ticket...
You talk much?
Yeah, I talk all the time.
Officer, just give me the ticket.
And then... This is the second ticket you... You know what? I'll give a shit.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, you have a nice day, too, cop. God, I hate that guy.
All right, on to the story.
Yes, on to the story. Well, wait a minute. Am I going to read the story here in the car?
You sure are.
All right, anyway, so these were some guys that got arrested for the kidnapping of 2-6 children. And their skull, the school bus driver, who were held captive in a buried trailer. Governor Jerry Brown had until midnight Thursday to decide whether to approve Parala for 63-year-old James Schoenfeld or send the case back.
Oh, this was the couch. Was this the, I know this story.
Yeah, do you mind if I finish it?
No, we have enough of it.
Well, now wait just a second, Phil.
We got enough of it, okay, man? I can't keep battling through this shit with you.
Well, all right.
right, look, one more thing here. The scheme unraveled when the Dairyland Union... I can't read this shit.
All right, Harvey, thanks. What are you looking at?
I thought you were getting rid of him.
Don't worry about it. I'll make that decision when the time comes. I'll make the decision when the time comes. You guys are all looking disappointed in me.
We thought this thing was over with. We thought we were done with this nut.
Now, but somehow I'm in old man Wireman.
Yeah, you gotta watch that old man stuff, okay? You see an old man, you kick his ass.
Hey, man, what? Take what? Come on, sit down. I'm letting him work the week out, okay?
And then you're giving him the word.
No, I'm not giving... You know, he's listening right now.
Yeah, so what? Sometimes the truth hurts.
I got money that says he quits before tomorrow.
And what makes you think that, Phil?
Because if he's listening right now to this, he's going to quit. Yeah?
It's Harvey Wireman.
You see what I said? Harvey is on the line right now. Can you turn that guy off, please? Turn him off.
Yeah, the other thing, Phil, is I got the Fred Dutch.
What was that about?
Daddy wanted to just call up and finish up the news story.
Well, he ain't finishing no news story. This story, the governor of California on Thursday allowed parole for one of three men convicted in the 1976 kidnapping of 26 children of their school bus driver who were held captive in a buried trailer. This story is blowing me away, man, because this was 1976.
Yeah, what about it?
Do you remember the movie Dirty Harry, which we talk a lot about on the show?
Yes.
Well, in the movie Dirty Harry, there's a bus that is taken by Scorpio the Killer. I always thought that that was inspired by this event in, where the hell was this? In Chowchilla, California. But it might be that it was the other way around.
Wait a minute, what you talking about?
In the movie Dirty Harry, a bus is hijacked by this fictitious killer Scorpio, based on the Zodiac Killer. And he hijacks the bus and he takes it to a quarry where Dirty Harry winds up getting into a big shootout with Scorpio and kills him. Now, that's a 1971 movie. This is 1976, and these guys are going to kidnap 26 children and a bus driver and hold them captive in a buried trailer, which I think was also near a quarry. Yeah, a quarry near Livermore. So, you know...
Well, I don't know, Phil. What are you saying? Are you saying that the film Dirty Harry inspired this?
Yeah, I mean, wasn't that the story?
I don't know. I might have heard something about that. The irresponsibility or something like that?
I don't know, but there's not one mention in here. The men spent 18 months devising the plot. They planned to ask for $5 million ransom. They spent 18 months devising this plot. This goes to show you just how brain-dead criminals can really be. You know, and a lot of these guys are such low-life morons that they consider it to be a job well done if everything screws up, but they kill everybody, that kind of thing, you know?
Well, they're taking out their angst and their anger on the world.
Yeah, they think they're just because they're so stupid.
Well, all right, so...
Watch how you call it, you know, Dick, but I understand your heart's in the right place. But, you know, when you say someone's stupid, take a good long look in the mirror, look yourself up and down, and then you give me the answer.
I'm pretty smart.
All right, so what we have here is these guys, a guy by the name of James Schoenfeld. The governor chose not to act, which allowed the parole board's decision to stand, which basically, this guy gets parole.
Oh, my God. Does that what happened?
Wait. What did you say?
He gets parole. He had until midnight Thursday to decide whether to approve parole for 63-year-old James Schoenfeld to send the case back to the board that recommended his release. The governor chose not to act, which allowed the parole board's decision to stand. Schoenfeld, his brother Richard, and a friend Fred Woods, all from wealthy families in the San Francisco Bay Area, were convicted in 1976. The men spent 18 months devising the plot and planned to ask for $5 million ransom for the children, who ranged in age from 5 to 14. The hostages were taken from Chowchilla to a quarry near Livermore and kept inside the ventilated trailer stocked with mattresses, food, and water. Now, the scheme unraveled when the Dairyland Union School District students and bus driver Ed Ray escaped while the kidnappers took a nap.
Not a bunch of morons.
Yeah, just show how dumb those asses are.
Well, thank God they were not that vigilant.
Not boy, they were stupid, weren't they?
Well, and yeah, as Margaret said, good thing, too. The three men were given life sentences after pleading guilty to kidnapping. Kidnapping is a federal offense. It's a badass offense. It comes from the Lindbergh baby kidnapping, right, Margaret?
Well, the Lindbergh baby kidnapping, yes. It was a baby that was kidnapped.
Named Lindbergh, right?
No, the baby, I don't know what the baby... The baby was the son of Charles Lindbergh. Okay.
Yeah, that the guy that made up the cheese?
The guy that made up the cheese. Oh, man.
Bud, Charles Lindbergh was the first man to fly solo nonstop across the Atlantic Ocean from New York to Paris.
Hey, you ain't never heard about Charles Lindbergh, man. You are an idiot, man.
I don't
talk about the cheese. His son was kidnapped and murdered, man. You think that's funny?
I don't think it's funny, no.
All right.
I still know who the guy was.
Well, now you do. So why don't you put a zipper on it, and after you zipper it up tight, then reopen it, put a hand grenade in there, and then zipper it again. All right?
What?
All right, so,
Jesus.
All right. So these guys, the one guy's gotten parole. Now, the three men were given life sentences, and appeals court later reduced their sentence to life without the possibility of parole. James Schoenfeld is serving his sentence at California Men's Colony San Luis Obispo. Richard Schoenfeld, by the way, his brother was paroled in 2012. Woods could have a parole hearing this fall. So these guys have spent their entire lives in prison. They're now 60-year-old men. These guys are about my age. So they would have been in their early 20s when they pulled this shit. Schoenfeld is in San Luis Obispo. Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation spokesman Louis Patino says once the prison is notified of the decision, we'll have 5 days to schedule Schoenfeld's release.
Well, you know something? The guy is kidnapping, and it's bad, and it was a boneheaded, stupid-ass stunt. But I, you know, it's not murder. And these days, you get these goddamn, these murderers.
Well, I agree. I think that these men, they didn't hurt anyone.
Well, they didn't hurt anyone because they weren't given a chance to hurt anyone. These kids escaped. This guy escaped. They didn't let anybody go. You know, the bus driver and the kids kicked their way out. The only thing about this that is interesting to me is...
Talk about that movie Dirty Harry, huh?
Yeah, well, Dirty Harry.
Calm down, Dickman, calm down.
But Dirty Harry didn't kidnap nobody.
No, wait. In Dirty Harry, there's a bus driver and a bunch of kids that are kidnapped by the Scorpio killer. They drive, they're going to try and go to an airport, I think, and hijack a jet or some bullshit. Or that they've set up a jet to take them out of there. And instead, they take a turn. Harry jumps on top of the bus. That's it. Forcing the bus driver to panic. And it takes a turn into a rock quarry. And it is there that the bus spins out of control and stops. Scorpio kicks out the back door and runs. The kids are, I guess, essentially okay. And then Harry takes off after this guy.
This is in this Dirty Harry movie.
Yes, watch it, man, okay?
Hey, Phil, I got better things to do.
All right. But I'm telling you, it's right there in black and white. And I don't know why it is I thought that one was inspired by the other, but...
Well, you know, Phil, these are sensory memories, and please remember, and I don't think I'm talking out of school, please remember the amounts I'm not going to say hallucinogenic...
Margaret, do you mind?
All right, let's just say you did a lot of partying back then, and the mind, Phil, the mind...
Mark.
The mind. Phil, the mind is a very, very fragile thing. The mind is a fragile thing. And the mind can... The mind, you know?
Yeah, Phil. The mind.
What's this Phil stuff?
I mean, Mr. Henry. The mind can be perverted to the weirdness of it.
Oh, shut up.
World famous Phil Henry. Thank you, Phil. I was just... World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Where your ass at, dog? Niggas spread
lies. Where your Robert Leonard here for the YouTube channel, the world-famous Phil Henry Show YouTube channel called A Real Bud Dickman Channel. If you want to see Phil Henry in all of his glory doing all of these bits, doing all of this weird stuff that he does, I suggest you go over there because there's no explaining it. There's no way any man can explain it. I can't explain it. No man could explain what he does. So go to YouTube channel. Go to The Real Bud Dickman Channel on the YouTube channel. All right? And when you do, and if you do, and should you do that, you're going to see it in all its glory there. That's The Real Bud Dickman Channel, the YouTube channel.
Bud Dickman here reminding you, if you get a BSP, take a look on the screen. Are you watching there? Yeah, right there. Hey, if you're watching Phil Henry on Phil TV, you see there's a little figure. It's a doll, a Phil Henry doll, and it's Duel.
And it's what?
Well, I didn't put the hands like that down near the penis. And it, damn it!
You shut your mouth.
I didn't do it, did it.
Who put the hands down there like that?
All right, I did.
blowing on
General Shaw, I expect far more from you. I would expect more from the doll than from you, but in that instance, I expect more from you than the doll. The doll delivers, you don't.
How did the doll deliver?
The doll's doing what it's supposed to be doing, grabbing its...
Grabbing its what?
Grabbing its...
All right.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. We are very, very happy to have on the line with us here Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. We're going to be talking with them here about the death of Laura Croft. Laura Croft, Ms. Dooley, yeah, I know, and we talked to you earlier. Laura Croft is a fictitious character.
So I know that, and we are aware of the situation. I don't think you are aware. Laura Croft is a character that was based upon... Can I...
Got to find out the attorney.
We are in connection, in communication with Glenda's attorney. Glenda Cuntington, who is a Homeowners Association member, who passed on last night at the age of 57. We are constrained from giving the actual particulars of her death, but we are given to understand.
Yeah, they're a pill bottle.
All right. But we don't want to say...
Well, then why did you just say that?
Because we have the duty to report what we do know. What I do know and what I am constrained to know and what I want to know, you know...
Bobby, why did... I'm not trying to get an arc, but why would you say that if you don't want to tell us the particulars?
I didn't say I didn't want to tell you. I said I'm not going to interpret it.
I found a pill bottle.
What, Mr. Dooley, can I ask you a question? Are you a police officer?
No, ma'am.
Then what are you doing giving out this kind of information?
I agree. This is something only the police should report on.
Well...
Mr. Henry, that... We're the Homeowners Association president.
Doesn't make any difference if you're the Homeowners Association president. This isn't anything for you to be reporting on.
Well, we've done it, Phil, because there are very few things at Western Estates Homeowners Association that I am not aware of. And I will tell you, if I find out that anything else was involved beyond pills and alcohol, I am going to be very upset. I don't have a lot that I can do about it, but I'll be upset. And I'll cause a stink. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll run around.
My wife can do a lot, you know.
I will redesign those topiaries in front of my home so that you...
I can recarve it into the V.
My husband will recarve those topiaries into my V.
That's the kind of childish behavior I'd expect from you. The fact that one of your homeowners died...
Wait. What did you say about me?
The fact that one of your homeowners is dead...
What did you say about me?
The fact that one of your homeowners is dead, she hung up. That's great.
I'm not having her back on.
Yeah, but Mr. Henry...
I'm not having her back on. We went through this shit yesterday. No way. Margaret?
Thank you, Phil. The fact that one of the homeowners there is dead from a possible overdose, and I don't have any official word from the coroner, from the police, or anything else, I think speaks volumes about Bobby Dooley and her husband. Now... Laura Croft is a fictitious character. I don't know of any connection between Laura Croft and either Dara or Glenda Cuntington, the two Cuntington sisters. She says that one of the Cuntingtons is dead and that the life of Laura Croft, or the fictitious character, is based upon her. What do you want, bud?
Sorry, but she's on a phone and she says, I demand to be heard.
Give me the phone. You know, you're a... What are you doing?
I will be heard on this matter because I...
That's it, bud. You understand?
Yes, sir.
You understand now, right?
Hold on. Do you understand what Mr. Henry's saying?
Yes, sir, I do.
And which is what?
No more Bobby Dooley.
There.
So, what? What do you want?
She's on the phone right now. I'm going to kick your ass. Sorry, man.
Give me that phone. Bobby, you're not on the air. No, you're not on the air at all. I can assure you, you're not on the air. And I will tell you this. There are more than one way to...
There is more than one way.
There is more than one. Is she on the air?
Yes, she is.
For God...
Get it out of there.
Didn't know the pot was up.
Bud, I swear to God, I'm going to use your head for one of these faders. You understand?
Mr. Henry...
I'm going to use your head for one of these faders.
Here, man, I'll do it.
No, I'm the engineer.
No,
I'm the engineer.
Get over there.
Bobby, you're not on the air. Yeah. Darla Cuntington, what? Darla Cuntington is dead. Who's dead? Glenda or Dara? Well, who are the two Cuntington sisters? Darren and Glenda. All right. Who's dead? Glenda. How do you know you're not on the air? No, you're not on the air. You're not on the air. I don't know.
Yes, she is on the air. I can hear it. Why are you doing that?
I didn't do anything.
That might be a short mistake.
Go ahead.
How do you know she is related to Laura Croft or that Laura, the life of this fictitious character? What? Said who? I don't care what comic book. Darling, I cannot take your son's... Yes, I know where it is. You know the comic book store, Phil, on Ventura?
No, I don't.
I know the one.
You do. And Justin heard it there. Your son Justin heard that Glenda Cuntington is the basis for Laura Croft, and he heard that at the comic book store on Ventura. A week ago Thursday, about a quarter to ten. I hate you. I hate you. My hatred... Goodbye.
Is she screwing around?
No, she says that her son, Justin, heard at the comic book store there on Ventura Boulevard that Laura Croft is based upon the life of Glenda Cuntington of Western Estates, and that Glenda Cuntington died of a pill overdose a week ago Wednesday, about a quarter to ten.
Oh, will you get out of here with that?
That's what she said. I said, are you kidding? And she said, no.
You know what, Bobby, Ms. Dooley, I know you're listening because that's the kind of narcissist that you are. And I would simply say this, man. You have had...
Phil, I want to say...
Will you get her out of here?
It's a short, Miss Emery.
Don't give me this short shit. I don't know of anybody in the history of radio who could just force their way onto a radio show because there's a short in the board. Did you hang up on her?
Well, no.
Why not?
We're trying to fix the short.
Give me the phone. Hang up on her.
Phil, take it easy, man. You're going to blow a gasket.
All right, but I'm telling you. This situation here with this Dooley, Bobby, I know that you are listening, and I know that there's more to this than you're saying, and I'm not buying it, okay? Now, the Cuntington sisters, for all of their grief that they have laid on you, I know that your husband is said to have been standing on an apple crate. I think this has something to do with the lawsuit.
Right there. That's what I was going to tell you. Because they're suing the Dooleys because this guy, this Steve Dooley, is a real weird bird. This turkey is out there standing on an apple crate trying to get you do a little peekaboo on some woman pulling her pants down, you know, and going number two or whatever.
Well, we don't know whether she's going.
All right, but the point is that she found out this guy was standing on an apple crate doing the peekaboo. They sue, so Dooley and her husband have got to come up with some bone. Wait a minute.
No, you're not saying what I think you're saying.
You got that right. I think they might have had something to do with this Cuntington getting on the gurney and heading west.
Oh, my God.
Dad, you really think so, General?
Well, figure it out. It only stands to reason.
All right. The police will have to look into that. And I can tell you this right now, Bobby. If there is police interest in your family, your husband, or you in this matter, I am not going to help you at all. Not at all.
Well, come on, Mr. Matt. Ms. Dooley's been a big part of the show.
I don't care, man. Get tired of the way that woman's the way she screws around, bud.
Oh, okay.
I get tired of the way that stuff infects and interferes with the logical progression and the beauty and the succulence and all that other stuff of this here radio show. No. I will have none of it. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back. Frank Gray on the madness of Donald Trump next.
Well, I know that you're just dying to get an email from the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Wouldn't you like to be on our email list? Wouldn't you like to be standing at the doorway of a family membership? Well, the first thing you must do to become a family member of the world-famous Phil Henry Show family is to get on our email list. It is then and only then do we consider you quality enough, qualified enough to be a quality enough person to then be considered for membership in the BSP family. So get on our email list. Give us your email. We won't inundate you with all kinds of emails. We don't really have all that much to say, to be perfectly honest. And if you've been listening to us for any length of time, you know that to be true. Little bit, you know.
That's right. So get on our email list at philhenryshow.com. You'll see the little email list link there. Punch that button, fill in the information. I don't know, for Christ's sake.
And we promise we won't bug you too much, although there are days when, quite frankly, we will demand a response from you. You will be expected to give us a response, and if you get a little cranky about it, or you get upset about it, ain't that just too boogie-woogie bad?
World famous Phil Henry Show, yeah!
Jesus Christ.
But
What is it with you guys with the, yeah?
This is something that Margaret started.
I didn't start anything. I simply said to Bud.
Yeah, the one you...
No, hold on, Bud. I said to him, if I make my point, if I say I'm Margaret Gray, always down inflecting, and I'm extending the syllable, you see?
Yeah.
No. Do you see?
Yeah, I see.
So I said, I'm Margaret Gray. Bud?
Hey!
Oh, for Christ's sake, what the hell is this? The St. Patrick's Day Parade or something? Just make your point.
You know, General, you have no respect. You have no decency. You know?
Yeah, that's right. I have no respect to decency because I don't want to sit here and listen to you give some hocus-pocus schmuck, some real schmuck. The stuff you got to say, man, is strictly from schmuckland. I'll tell you that.
Schmuckland.
That's right.
You know, if I wasn't a lady, I would get up.
You'd get up and what? Go ahead and let one go?
That's right.
Okay, have we just about disgusted and grossed the audience out enough?
Maybe not.
Now, but suddenly, I'm taking control of this thing.
I'm taking control. Don't worry about it. On the line with us now from Rancho Park is Frank Gray. Frank is the husband of Margaret Gray. And he's out there right now playing 18 holes with, I believe he's out there with Ted Bell and a couple of other players. And they're going to talk with us here. Frank is about what he calls the madness of Donald Trump. Now, this is a very interesting perspective on Donald Trump, Frank, when you call it the madness of Donald Trump.
Well, I can tell you, Phil, from experience, that I have been following her for a long time. Hold on, you know that we're in the middle of a golf match, right?
Yeah, I know that.
All right, hold just a second. I promise you that Ted Bell is ready to putt out, and I don't know how. She's lying about 13 feet.
God damn me! Fuck Biden!
Watch your language, because we're on the Henry Show.
What?
We're on the Henry Show.
Oh, who gives?
So Ted just blew that putt.
So do you stand to win some money?
I do, if I can sink this. I've got a three-footer. Now, Ted, watch this. Watch as a master goes to work.
Uh-huh.
Fuck. Shut up. I blew the putt.
Three-footer, huh?
Yeah, three-footer, huh? Fuck me, I did it again.
Oh, God, come on, will you, Gray?
Hey, Bell. I got it. All right, on to the fourth ball.
You owe me $20.
I don't know you, Dick. So, Phil, as I was saying, the madness of Donald Trump. Now, here's a guy. She starts out owning a USFL team. You know what, the USFL?
Yeah, the USFL was the football league.
That's right. It was in the spring. And Trump buys a football team, and she calls it the New Jersey Juniors or something.
I think it was the New Jersey Generals.
Yes, the New Jersey Generals. And she's got, and then she signs Herschel Walker, and she couldn't run the ball any better than Grandma Moses. She's like a cripple out there. So that that whole thing went to hell in a handcart, right? And you figure that if Trump is, hold on, I got a hit. Who's up?
You.
All right, we got a dog leg right here. What is this piece of shit about?
I'm talking about 500 yards.
All right, here we go. I'm going to carry those trees.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Hey, Bell. Motherfucker.
Ow!
I don't teach your ass.
You understand what you just did? I'm a client.
Give a shit if you're a client. Don't you ever laugh at me.
You know how bad you hit that?
Frank, either you can talk with us or you're playing golf.
I'm all right. I just goddamn shanked that ball. God. Hey, Belle, don't you ever laugh at me. She was laughing at me, and I don't like her laughing at me.
I don't like being called her.
I don't know what she's talking about now. I just shanked this thing. I'm out of bounds here. I'm taking the cart.
You're not allowed to take the cart.
Well, I'm taking it. So anyway, Phil, I got a few minutes here. I got to find my ball over here. So what happened was this. She buys you. Then, after that goes belly up, guess what she gets involved with? I'm talking about Trump.
Now, yeah, Donald Trump and what he was involved in before he got into politics.
Well, yeah, she was a real estate developer. Everyone knows that. We got a win. Okay, the wind's at my back. Give me my, you know what? Give me my 7-iron.
Are you kidding, man? You're 400 yards.
Give me my 7-iron. Don't you ever argue with me. I'll hit this thing on the green. Hold on. Bitch.
Woo!
Fuck. Where is it?
On the patio at the country club. That red clubhouse.
I'm on the patio at the clubhouse? God damn it. Let me get in the cart. So,
are you sure you don't want...
I'm sure, yes. So anyway, then she gets involved with WrestleMania. Now understand, this is an individual that wants to be president of the United States.
Well, Frank, what about Ronald Reagan? That guy was a movie actor, and he was in TV movies. Or what do you call a movie with a TV bozo? What was the thing?
What do you mean a TV bozo?
Who was Bozo?
You mean Bonzo.
Well, okay, was that a clown?
No, Bonzo was a monkey that Reagan got in with a monkey. No one knows how, no one knows why, but Reagan was hooked in with a monkey, and she couldn't get out of the deal. So Ronald Reagan, yes, a president, and a damn good president, I would like to say. Ronald Reagan, as far as it goes for a Republican anyway, Ronald Reagan got into business with a monkey, and once that happens, there's no getting out.
Well, what are you talking about? What do you mean there's no getting out? It was a monkey in a movie.
I understand that, but once the press had been done and the movie posters, you can't get away from a monkey like that. No way. So you might say that one monkey took advantage of another monkey.
Now, Frank, by the way, folks, this is Frank Gray, my husband. I'm Margaret Gray. We're talking about Donald Trump, the madness of Donald Trump, that as Frank describes it. So Donald Trump gets into the USFL, then he is involved in WrestleMania. The point is being made by the general, I think, very well, but we had another president that was involved in entertainment. So why should it be any different, though, with Donald Trump?
Well, Donald Trump is not an actor. I don't think she's been in any movies. She's never been in a play. She's known as a real estate mogul. She's known as the kind of guy that's got the blow-dry look and the real poof-do hairdo. That's fine. I don't hold that against a man if she wants to have the hair that's all poofed and wigged out.
What do you mean wigged out?
Look, have you seen her hair?
Yeah, everyone's seen Donald Trump's hair, but I mean, what's that got to do with...
Hey, you want to have a president that's got the whole wig? You want a president that's got the Siegfried and Roy wig?
Well, what are you...
Do you want a president with a Siegfried and Roy wig? That's all I'm asking. It's a simple question.
No, I do not.
Well, then you don't want to vote for her. Now, the next thing she does is she keeps her nose clean. Hi, how you doing? I got to find my ball. Could you move for a minute, lady? You having your salad? I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm going to hit off the cement here on the patio.
Are you kidding me? Just take the drop.
I don't take drops. Frank Gray doesn't drop. Watch this. You're going to love this.
Ow! Fuck!
What'd I do? I hit one of the grounds? Oh, I hit the marshal over there, huh?
How are you doing?
Don't worry about it. All right, thank you very much, folks. So, Phil, now you have Donald Reagan or Ronald Trump or whatever her name is.
Donald Trump.
All right, so now you got Donald Trump running for president. You want to know why? Because someone said to Donald Trump, why don't you take a cigarette break and go off and do some juggling, play with yourself, just let the feeling pass. But a guy like Trump, she can't let it go. She's going to keep on and keep on until she becomes president. Donald Trump has been made fun of so much and has been ridiculed and has been called all kinds of names and has been singled out as a real wigged out, funny looking weird ass with the hair all poofy dude and the Siegfried and Roy wig that she won't end this campaign until she's president of the United States. That's the kind of man she is.
Well,
this is Frank Gray. No. Well, this is Frank Gray, and I got to get out of here.
All right, darling. Thank you very much.
I've got the...
All right, well, I tell you what, we won't debate, but General, go ahead, you have the floor.
All right, well, let me tell you something. Gray, first of all, hanging the phone up, you know, he's got to get his big... Meanwhile, he's carving that course up. What you ought to do, Frank, is you ought to spend more time on your golf game and less time worrying about what kind of wig this guy Trump is wearing. Secondly, why don't you figure out what gender a guy is? Because the day you call me she, we got a whole new world of hurt we got to deal with.
I don't like you threatening my husband.
And number three... Excuse me. Number three, I don't give a damn whether Donald Trump was promoting WrestleMania with Ringling Brothers Bart, whether he got, you know, he got into clown makeup and came out of a little car with big shoes. The guy's running for president. In the United States of America, a man has, I got acid reflux.
Got acid reflux?
Yes. In the United States of America, a man has the right to be the kind of man that he wants to be, even if Frank Gray thinks he's a she.
No, I don't agree with that.
I can't disagree with that. You may not like Donald Trump. You may like Donald Trump. There's no question. What did you think, Margaret, of the analysis that Frank gave it, that Donald Trump, this whole psychological thing?
Oh, I totally agree. Donald Trump doesn't want to be told that he can't. Donald Trump hates the ridicule that he takes every single day on that Twitter account of his. Every day, Donald Trump is mocked, and mocked in some very funny and, frankly, brilliant ways.
I would disagree with that.
That's fine, General. You go right ahead and do that. That's fine, General.
General.
He is absolutely ripped a new ass, to put it into the language of the general and my husband. He is, to quote Frank and the general, carved a new ass each day on that Twitter account. That, therefore, stands the reason that he would want to run for president and show all of them that he can do it. It's a real bonehead maneuver. It's strictly from hunger. And it's very much a childish kind of psychology, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the guy, if he wants to be president, I'll be president for the real reason, not on account of because he got an ego.
All right, well, Robert?
No, if he's saying, like, I'm Donald Trump, make America great again, when was that? You know, make America great again. What Donald Trump going to do with Congress that Barack Obama hadn't been able to do?
Are you kidding me, Robert?
No,
hold on.
No, hold on, man. You don't go down to Congress and tell them what to do. They tell you what to do. There's a lot more of them than there is of you. Donald Trump may talk all tough, but Congress is going to take it and jam it right back up his hairdo.
You know, you people are being very prejudiced with the wig that guy wears.
All right, we're just, you know, having fun with it. Robert's point is a pretty good one.
Yeah, I knew you'd say Robert's point's a pretty good one.
Hey, man, you know, it's a good point.
Well, it is, bud.
Yeah, what about my point?
I forget what it was.
Sure.
Oh, grow up, will ya? Grow up. You've got your cops report coming up, don't you?
Oh, that's right.
No, I don't have that.
No.
Okay, so anyway, point being that Donald Trump poses, I would say, a very interesting, shall we say, he poses a very, very interesting conundrum, perhaps an interesting challenge for the voter in the coming election season in 2016. So we'll see what happens.
What's he gonna do?
Yeah.
What's he gonna do when they come?
Bud Dickman now, and Bud, this is your moment in the sun. Bud Dickman is going to, what do we got on the line here? David G. Hall, hold on for just a second.
Yeah, Mr. Hall, good to be talk about it.
David, how are you?
Yeah, Phil, I wanted to just come on here and explain to everybody the reason why we are having this segment with Bud Dickman. Bud Dickman's Cops Highlights is I feel like you need to break the monotony up. I shouldn't say monotony, but I think you need to break up the boredom. Well, I shouldn't say boredom.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't even have called in.
Hey, hold on there, Sunshine. I'm just saying.
Don't let him call you Sunshine.
What? I don't know. That doesn't bother me.
Take it easy, General.
I don't like you calling anybody Sunshine. I don't like being called Sunshine. And I don't like you calling a guy Sunshine.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Phil. Good morning, Starshine. Is that better?
All right, so let's let's start all over again here.
Bill, you know, you do more hanging up on people around here than anyone.
Okay. Time now for Bud Dickman's cut. I have to. When I hang up on people, Jack, they stay hung up on. And that's the facts, Jack.
Hi, I'm David G. Hall.
Would you hang up on that guy? All right, Bud Dickman now with the Cops Highlights. Bud?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Phil. Yeah, cops. Shoot it on location with the men and women of law enforcement. Where are you? Wait, the other night, I was watching Cops, and this was the Broward County. Did you see it, Robert?
Yeah, the Broward County Sheriff.
Yeah, the Broward County Sheriff.
Now, where is that?
That's Fort Lauderdale in Florida. And the Broward County Sheriff rolled up on a guy, and that's what they call it, they come up on a guy.
Yes, yes, yes.
So they rolled up on a guy, and they go, hey, excuse me. And they go, yeah, just relax. Put your hands behind you, because they're going to handcuff him. And the guy goes, no, and he starts fighting with him. This guy fought with three whole Broward County sheriff guys. Guys are wearing camos. One guy had his hair moosed and everything.
Who did?
The Broward County Sheriff.
Well, what does that mean, he had his hair moosed?
They did. He looked good for the TV, only to have this guy going, yeah, no, you can't do that to me and all this. Anyway, they tased this guy.
They tased the guy like four or five times, man. Nothing. He didn't do nothing.
Yeah, the only thing the guy did when he tased him is he goes, ah, ah.
But
are you talking about?
I swear to God, when they tased the guy, he goes, and then he slid down the car, and then he went to sleep.
I'll bet he went to sleep. How do you know he wasn't dead?
No, he wasn't dead. If the guy was dead, they'd have had to say on cop. You know?
They'd have had to say what?
They'd have had to say.
I'm sure they probably would have made note of it. They probably wouldn't even have shown it if a guy died.
The cops isn't going to show the cops killing a guy for crying out loud. They'll only show the guy killing the cop. Well, no, they wouldn't do that either, would they?
No, I don't think. Turn that off. God. I don't think they'd do that either.
Either. Yeah. Anyway, they got the guy into custody, and they would take him down to the Broward County substation, and they got him off the street for tonight. Yeah. Bad boy, bad boy, bad boy. Ow.
Good thing about that, Mr. Henry, on the Dog Whisperer. Why did you
have to act so? What about the Dog Whisperer?
This would be a good song for it.
Oh, that's right. Bad boy, bad boy. You didn't bring in the paper, you know?
No, I don't think so. Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back. You wanna
let go. What's wrong with that?
Because it sounds effed up, Jack. That's what's wrong with it. Bad boy. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys. You know that we are partners with Amazon.com, you guys. If you see that Amazon.com banner on our homepage, that means that you are invited, if you're going to use Amazon.com, for whatever reasons, that you are invited to go through that portal and to purchase whatever it is you're going to purchase there through that Amazon.com banner. That means that we get a little piece of the action. You know, it's just your way of saying, thank you, Phil. It's, you know, hey, a little tip of the cap. That is, if you're using Amazon.com for anything, I highly recommend Amazon.com. I purchase Kindle books from Amazon.com as well as other books. You know, all kinds of things can be had at Amazon.com. I've got my little account over there.
What do you do? Do you buy mostly your reading material?
I would say yes. And I'm not doing the Kindle as much anymore, General.
I like the Kindle. Oh, really? Because you got me on that Kindle. I love that.
Yeah, I'm off the Kindle now, and I'm back onto the books. I like buying a book. I like to have it out there, you know, at the beach.
Yeah, you can read on a Kindle at the beach.
I know, but I don't know what it is. I just like to have the actual book. It feels good. It looks good. It's right. It's a Saturday night, late last night, about 9:45.
Yeah.
So, by all means, folks, head on over to our banner there at Amazon.com, that homepage sliding banner, and head on in to Amazon.com. All right, man, I have had a blast of a time. Don't forget, drop today is our science. They actually dropped yesterday, Thursday, is our Science of the Funny. And that was with our good, close, personal friend, Derek Waters. Also, Karen Kilgariff, along with Brian Safi and Aaron Gibson. Both of them, the hosts of the Throwing Shade podcast. It was a tremendous discussion of how comedy's created, the personalities of each of those individuals, how their lives went, how they found their way into the comedy arts. And Derek produced Drunk History, Karen with her phenomenal satirical songs.
Oh, Karen Kilgariff is absolutely amazing, very funny woman, and I'll tell you something, her greatness is still ahead of her.
I agree, I totally agree, as is Ryan Safi and Aaron Gibson, so please check out our Science of the Funny episode 3, and that's available for you at Podcast One. It's also available on our website. Just go to Free Stuff, and you'll see the link there for the Science of the Funny. Guys, have a good time. Have a good week.
I had a great time, yeah.
Well, don't forget, tomorrow is the VSP only show. You got any idea what's going to be happening there?
I can tell you it'll be a mobile show, another show from out and about, folks. So join us for our VSP only show tomorrow.
Well, the world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry. All rights reserved for Siempre Incorporated on Podcast One. I'm General Galen Shaw. Go ahead and make your move. Make it a good one. Yeah!